Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sachas Sanhedrin Perek Vav Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asubas Rachol Shishi B'zecher Fan Rizivug Hagon Bikharav Mamesh. And we continue discussing a person getting killed by Skila Hay Rachon Beis Skila B'Kasser Amos when they're about 10 Amos away from the place where he's going to get stoned. Oim Rimloy, they tell him his vade, you should say vidoy. The reason why they have to be 10 Amos away is because if they're too close, he's already going to start getting nervous that he's about to get killed, and he's not going to have proper concentration to be able to say vidoy. So therefore, when they're 10 Amos away, they say, "Look, Mister, you should say vidoy." Shekein derech ha'omas misvadin. Because this is the way that a person who gets killed, he says vidoy. If a person says vidoy before they get killed, he has a chelik in olam haba. What's the source for this? We find this by Achan. Who was Achan? So we know that when Yeshua brought Am Yisrael into the land to conquer the nations there to take it for themselves, there was a chayim placed on everyone on the first battle of Yericho that no one's allowed to take spoils for themselves. There was a fellow named Achan who did take something, and because of that, the next battle that they fought with the city Ai, they were unsuccessful, and later on Achan's deed was discovered, so he was going to be killed. And what do we find by him? Shamalai Yeshua told him, "Bini, my son, sim na kavod l'Hashem l'kei Yisrael, give kavod, give honor to Hashem, v'senloi toida v'goymer, and give him toida, which means be misvade, you should admit your sin." And vayan Achan is Yeshua v'yomar. Achan spoke up and answered Yeshua saying, "Amna noich chatasi v'kazois v'goymer, indeed I did sin and this was my sin." And when Anche Kibra levi duyoi, how do we know that his vidui was mechaper for him? How do we know that he got an atonement for it? Shemar Kazav Pasuk says, "Vayomer Yeshua told him, me'achartanu ya'acharcha Hashem b'yom hazeh, you have soiled us and dirtied us with your sin. You're considered soiled to Hashem this day." And what do we learn from here? Hayoyim hazeh to achar. Right now you're achar, but ve'iyah to achar olam haba. In olam haba, in the next world, you're not going to be achar, and you're going to be zechut olam haba. So we see from here that if a person is about to be killed and he's misvade, he gets olam haba. Now if any day is vade, if he doesn't know how to say vidoy, I'm rimloy. They tell him, "Emor, say the following: Tehemi sasi kapara al kav v'noisai. My death should be a kapara for all my sins." Rabbi Huda says, "Im hayyudei shu mezumam. If he knows that he did nothing wrong and the Edim plotted against him to kill him, Omer, so then he could say, Tehemi sasi kapara al kav v'noisai chutz me'al v'nzeh. My death should be a kapara for all my sins, except for this one that I'm being blamed for, because really I didn't do it." However, Amar the Chum told Rabbi Huda, "Im kain, if he's allowed to say that, you call adam oimrim kach. Anybody who needs to be killed is going to say this, k'dei l'naka zatzman, in order to clean themselves, that everybody else thinks that really this person's innocent and he was ganged up against by these Edim, and that's going to cause a lies. That's going to cause bad rumors to spread about Bezin, the Dayanim, and the Edim, and the whole process, and therefore we do not allow a person to say this." Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Hayurachim Beis Skila Arba Amos. When they're 4 Amos away from the Beis Skila, Mafshitin Oisers Begadav, they take off the person's clothing. Ha'ish, if he's a man, Mechasan Oisim Milfanov, they allow a small loincloth in the front to cover his erva. Ha'ish, if it's a woman who's being killed, Milfaneh Umeachareha, she has a cloth covering the front and the back. Devar Rabbi Huda's Rabbi Huda's opinion. Whereas Ha'cham and Ha'cham say, Ha'ish Niskal Arim Ve'inish Niskal Saruma, a man gets stoned without clothing, but a woman does not get stoned without her clothing. That's because it's too much of a bizayin, it's too much of an embarrassment for her, and we don't want to cause too much embarrassment for the person. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalon Hay, continue to discuss the skila process. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.